we do want to give people the flexibility to innovate at the lowest level possible, at the schoolhouse level. But we want them to understand, however, that that innovation must be consistent with our value set, whether it's an ethical space in which they will work, whether it is a financial space as bounded by the budget, whether it's an operational space as bounded by our policies and procedures. And so what we're trying to do is define the boundaries and within those boundaries to really challenge people to be creative, to be innovative.
When you talk about defining boundaries and you mention ethics, mm-hmm. for example, give me one.
A very simple ethical boundary is you're going to tell the truth. You're not going to cheat. The data that you give us better be with integrity, that if you give us knowingly corrupted data, if you lie, if you cheat, if you steal, we want to make it clear that this violates our values and that if you cannot share our values, this may not be the place for you.
There has been a perception since I've been covering the mm-hmm. Atlanta Public Schools and the parents I talk to and the other community leaders, whether it's civic and lawmakers, mm-hmm. and there's still a disparity, haves, have-nots, North Atlanta, mm-hmm. South Side.
Well, I hope my actions have demonstrated that I believe that every child in this district is entitled to an equitable education. If you look at the changes we made in the education program to start off this year, I believe it does do that. The cluster structure is a structure that we know has led to success elsewhere. And so we're bringing more equity to the education program. We can't change everything overnight, but I want people to understand that one of our goals of this plan is equity. It is engagement, it is excellence, and it is ethics. And we're focused very hard on all four of those.
You mentioned the cluster programs because in the redistricting, there are some low-performing elementary schools that have been clustered into the same group. I'm guessing have you had to also restructure the academics that so you don't have the same group of low-performing students just moving on?
Well, we absolutely didn't group schools together because they are low-performing. The primary factor was, in fact, geography in terms of the clusters. But we do not have different standards. And one of the things I've spoken to the entire leadership team about, to all the principals, is if there's anything I want to do away with, it's a culture of low expectations for our students. We have examples such as Carver Early College, where highly barriered students are in fact achieving high graduation rates. And so we have to understand why that happens. And there's a focus in this plan on sharing as well, and common planning. We want to get better everywhere, not just in pockets.
This plan mentions the importance of the community mm-hmm. and other stakeholders here. Mm-hmm. Given the recent issues with North Atlanta mm-hmm. High School, there's a community that's not very happy, that's at odds with you right now over how you handled replacing their leadership team. Mm-hmm. How can you sort of sell them on the strategic plan when you still have some maybe unfinished business, mm-hmm. at least in their regard?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure what a rational community expectation is in terms of reassignments of our internal people. You can certainly make a lot of arguments about was it done quickly, was it done precipitously. Again, we have made these kinds of changes during the year at other schools with less vocal communities. We've tried to send a letter out and explain, as we did this time as well. My sense is that I don't have higher standards for this school than any other school.
Well, but you told them that, though.
I have higher expectations because of where they are in the cycle of community engagement and the cycle of resources and additional resources. And so,
but looking back, mm-hmm. have you been thinking maybe I should have handled that differently? Because if they are so engaged, mm-hmm. then some other districts, some other regions, mm-hmm. maybe then they might have been owed a different approach if they're so engaged?
Well, again, hindsight is always good in any situation. And, you know, you can make assumptions, for example, about what the community knew or didn't know about the performance of the school, or what they have been led to believe about the performance of the school. Am I uncomfortable with the decision that has been made? No, I am not at all uncomfortable with the decision. Candidly, I wanted to make that decision earlier. We had an initial candidate for principal that if we had moved forward on that time frame, we would have been able to do this before school started. And so to me, it was worth it to move four people.
And will we see this at other schools that are not meeting your academic expectations? Because Atlanta is not the only school that's low performing should be high performing, I'm sure.
Okay. As I said earlier, I believe this is not the only school where that has happened.
Your contract has yet to be extended.
Mm-hmm.
It is clear you do not have full support of the board, as publicly demonstrated by Nancy Meister, because of the North Atlanta situation. Mm-hmm. Do you have to get all that ironed out in order to even sort of get everyone on board again for this strategic plan? Because in a sense, you report to the board.
Oh, I certainly report to the board. The board has endorsed the plan. The board is behind the plan. The board was helped develop the plan. Again, we will take steps to assure the people of North Atlanta that we are committed to their children getting an excellent education there.
How long do you want to be superintendent of APS?
If I give a date or a time on the air here, some will say, that's too long already.
Another year, 2 years, any preference?
No, not really. Not really. I certainly don't want to make this a career, and I'm sure there are many who would join me in that chorus. But again, there's work to be done, and as long as I'm here, I'll do it.
Superintendent Earl Davis of the Atlanta Public Schools, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time.
Thank you for having me. As always, I appreciate it.